Alakaza te. We are better in our things. We are better. We are better. We are better. God makes us better by the teaching of God's word again today. In the name of Jesus. Zoli ande kero sate kepi leketi la zata dade. Likes to go vale maliroso vale makastega vala mashatila mozapila stegetitos. Kete male mozati magentila mosante makantila rakantima koste kebina mozandites. Yegele mozabala dadida. Yegele mozabala didada. Rekela stogati. Legoli mazo vali razata. Lima sota malamo shata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we good? Thank you. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise God. Praise God, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah, thanks be, amen. Sing one more time, yeah, praise God. Do 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 do, praise God, hey. Do 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 do, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, hey. Go one more time, praise God, da 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 da, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah, praise God, amen, hallelujah, praise God, thank you. Okay, can the Bible be wrong? You need to pay attention today, and what we'll be studying today, please learn to think over it. This will unlock a lot of things to you, it will help you in praying and receiving answers to prayers. It will help you more administering the things of the Spirit. It will help you more appreciate the Old Testament, knowing what they went through. So don't forget, make it an habit in this place to always check up on. I know we have some members that they don't come on Sundays, that they are mostly with us on weekdays. So always make it an habit to check on them and inform them of our midweek services so that they can be well carried along. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we march as one. Say we move as one. Say the word of God walks on our bodies. Say my body benefits from the power of God. Say, I don't insulate my body from the influence of the power of God. Say, the more I learn, the better I get. Hallelujah. Say, as I learn of God, it reflects on my attitude, it reflects on my health, it reflects on my preaching. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. So don't forget, speaking this gospel like a career is a must for its progress. The only way the gospel can progress is when we pick it as what? A career. It's a must for its progress. That is the only way the gospel can actually get to the ends of the earth. When individuals are committed to it. When individuals are what? Committed to it. When we pick it as a career. Not when we do it as part-time. Not when we use the gospel as a shock absorber after the entire day. Not when we use Christianity as just a means to having a good life. No. Like I love to tell you, what you do at work, what you do out there is to support the ministry. It's not we use God for things, but we use the things that are created to foster the plan of God. Never forget that. If we pick it shabbily, if we pick it with, okay, I have my own life too, it won't move forward. Funny enough, you will not be saved. Everybody that brought the gospel to Africa, they left things. They left precious things. And guess what? Their labor speaks. It may say that the pace of the gospel is slow. But I tell you, this is not the same Nigeria in the last 50 years. It is a nation filled with idolatry initially. Amen? So we are better than where we are coming from, praise God. And now it's time for us to move forward again. So, but you must pick it as a career. Not as, okay, I'll just try. Come to church, I will try. You have not seen it. I've not seen the point. Let's learn of God. Well, are you okay? Pastor, I'm trying my best. If you see you are trying your best, it will move forward. Did you pass exam in school by just saying, I'm trying my best? No. It's by we are getting it done. Remember how you read for calculus? Sorry, I love using calculus as an example. Remember how you read for your Laplace theorem, trig, all those Jacobi binomial, like serious stuff, programming. How did you get that first class in school? Same way, if we want the gospel, have you ever read about all this Isaac Newton, about Einstein, people who invented things? You know how devoted they are to it? And because of those labor of those days, we have things, they now invented laws of motion and this law, and based on those law, Archimedes' law principles, and based on those principles, we now add tape machineries today. Machineries that could operate based on those principles. Hallelujah. So, the only way we can have this lasting effect is to pick the gospel as what? As a career. I beg you. See it as the appeal of Jesus. John chapter 8 from verse 1. As the appeal of Jesus. If we all need to think about ourselves, we all think about, my kid, my wife, my family, my work, we won't be here. And most of these urban centers, urban cities, they are designed to stress you out, to make you pursue money till you are stressed out. That is the design. It's not God's design. It's not God's design that we should be in hold up for 2 hours getting to work. It's not God's design that you're out before you are able to pay your house rent, you have to do double shifts, work day, work night. It's not God's design. But seeing that is where we find ourselves, what must happen? Fight back. Amen. Fight back. You can say, well, Pastor, you are doing fine. Okay, I can tell you the fact I would have been doing better. Trust me. This is not the level sorry. John 8, verse 1. I'm actually serious. You see, Pastor, you are doing fine. I would have been doing better too. John 8, verse 1. I read verse 1, you read verse 2 for me. Jesus went into the Mount of Olives, verse 2. Want to go, please? And early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. See, early in the morning. So please be committed to learning and teaching. Please be committed. As you wake up, what do you think about? Is it the person that owed you money? Is that the first thing you think about when you wake up early in the morning? Do you wake up early in the morning thinking of how to become better in the world? Or looking for someone to bless. Do you think about it? It's a conscious and free question. Today, have you thought about, okay, who can I bless today? Well, thank God for the world of social media. Do you post for less? Let me have the likes. Or you have that inner desire. I need to bless somebody today. Because in our activities is the progress of the gospel. In our deliberate activities. So deliberate. Not that as you are waking up, you are saying, okay, let me see the number of people who are admiring my last post yesterday. No. He said early in the morning,
he came again to the temple, and the people came also into him. He sat down, he taught them. So early in the morning, what fills your mind? What is like your first default activity? First, to check up on everybody in the world before you check up on God. Brian Larry, Brian Raff, Stai J, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Say learning and teaching. So, verse 31 of John chapter 8, then said Jesus to these Jews which believed on him. He said, if you continue in my word, then are you my what? Disciples indeed. So write this down. The proof of discipleship is continuity. I'm not talking about the proof of Christianity. I'm not talking about the proof that you are a believer. But the proof of discipleship is continuity. He said, if you continue in my word, then are you my what? Disciples indeed. John 8:31 now. Are you confused? Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So let's start today. Hebrews 1 verse 1. Can the Bible be wrong? Series 2, part 7. I appreciate you guys coming. It means a lot. A lot. I appreciate it. Maintain that attitude. It will pay. Don't forget, what we are doing right now is we are recovering lost grants. This ought to have been done years ago. But yeah, it's not too late. We yet serve God well. Amen. We yet do the work of the ministry. Amen. We are not condemned by how we have spent our previous life. We yet do it better. Amen, amen. I just love that song. Say, nothing in this world could satisfy. Jesus, you are from moon run dry. Who knows the other verse? Yes? All the earth, right? Marshes. Okay? This world could satisfy. A man cannot, your work cannot, money cannot, women cannot. Your presence, your presence, yeah, your presence, yeah, your presence, yeah. And right now, when we say the dispense day, we are talking about this type of devotion to him. Because God is always with you, but giving yourself to him. Nothing can satisfy you. The man that has gone through. That is why, you know, I told you, everything in the Bible is for a reason. You know, 1 Corinthians 10 or 11? No, 11. He said, whatever is written, written for our example, right? That we through what? Patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. That's why we had a man that was. Not that book of exercise, it ought not to be in the Bible, but so that you can see that the man that went to the extreme possessing the best of all the things in the world, he wrote at the end of his sermon that what? Vanity. Amen. And so now it will look like, if you're not careful, that will take it to one extreme, that means don't possess things of the earth. No. He's telling you that the pursuit of that at the expense of something. Amen. That's why David too was not that poor, yet he never called his own life a vanity. Why? He sought the Lord. You understand, sir? But at the expense of God. Say, so we had a man that everything we are looking for right now, he had it in excess. So if your life is based on what I can, that's why Jesus says, take no thoughts. The same thing he's saying, what we shall eat, what we shall wear, how we will blow. He's not saying don't blow, he's not saying don't eat, he's not saying don't wear clothes. But once that is a determinant of your thinking, that determines all your action, all your movement, all your relocation. E.g., like I love to say, it looks like there's something I don't say intentionally so that I won't look like I'm desperate for members or desperate to keep you guys. Like, saying, like I tell some people, saying what you are learning here, it pays to do your best to stay to hear. It pays to, if there's something that just want to kick you out of Abuja prematurely to one place that you know that you not have access to this, it pays to just calm down. It's wisdom. Or else, unless they don't see the gospel as a career. You get me, sir? It's not loud, but it's soft, but it's wisdom. Saying that, this will really change the course of my life. Learning this thing will not make me pursue vanity. It pays to at least devote time, be patient, and learn. Maybe suspending some, maybe masters abroad or do some very big dreams or stuff. But say it, please. Okay, so the Bible is written for faith. The only thing doable in the whole Bible is faith. That's why they asked Jesus, what shall we do? That's John chapter 6, right? That we might walk the works of God. He said, this is the only work of God. That what? You believe in him whom he has sent. John 6 verse what? Find out for me, 29 or 31. Verse 29 or 31. Huh? 29, thank you. So for those who need reference, please write it down. That's John 6, 13, 29. So the only thing doable in the entire Bible is faith. Hebrews 1 verse 1. Now, please focus. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manner spake. This, I'm reading KJV right now. I'll still read other translations for you. You know, we have done a lot on this verse, yet we are still going to do much more today. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the Father by the what? Prophets. No, after all this series, you discover that maybe perhaps we don't really need to go through the book of Hebrews as a different study again, because I think we have done a lot on the book of Hebrews already, right? So God, who has sundry times, now sundry times, that is a polumeros, right? So it means by many portions, in many ways. It's rather down, polumeros, P-O-L-U, that is poly. Poly is Greek. So, but P-O-L-U-M-E-R-O-S. It means in many ways, by many times, polumeros. Then, and in diverse manner, that is the real one, polutropos, right? P-O-L-U-T-R-O-P-O-S. It means in many conversation. Tropos is conversation. In many ways, then in many conversation. Like in plenty talking. Plenty talking. So, now, he said, God who has many ways, many times, many portions, and in diverse manner, in plenty conversation, spake in time past to our fathers by the prophets. Our fathers there is talking not to our own father in Yoruba land, Odudu and the rest, sorry. Well, I didn't know if you do that. I didn't know if he ever existed anyway. But he's talking to the ancestral lineage of the Jews. So, verse 2, but the fathers here, you can find them in Hebrews 11 if you are looking for them. Not my own father is not here now, for instance. That's what I'm saying. And your father should not be there. But unless you are a Jew. And even according to the Zen's learning, like, even Jews, they lost all their record. So nobody can actually say that they are from the tribe of... Nobody can actually say that it's a Levite again. You understand what I'm saying? The record of the Jews. Sorry, that's not... No, they usually, okay, remember those book of Chronicles, right? That so that they could trace numbers. Why they could trace that this one? Because they are so strict that this one, this is the only Levite serves in temple, right? Priests from Aaron and all those guys. So, but funny enough, in one of the wars, the record that can tell that you are truly a Levite is destroyed. And that is actually the wisdom of God. So anybody that is trying to keep the law in you, you're just not serious. You're not even sure if you're a Levite. Amen. Okay, let's look. Now, verse 2. As to get that all those Jerusalem things, it's so unnecessary. One angel will just best burn this one, Jerry. This is best. Burn the record of. This is as he Moses, the same Moses that David is. Tell is David is a Jew. When just they will be arguing. Is David burn it? Say no. You must not burn it. David is a Jew. David entered the temple. Sorry. I mean, David is a Levite. He entered the temple. He ate the food for the priest. Did he die? Burn the thing, Jerry.
Amen, amen. Come on, verse 2. At in this last days, spoken unto us by his son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Now, pay attention. Rush to Matthew 3. No, Malachi 3, verse 6. So, it looks like in verse 1, God is speaking in plenty ways through plenty people. Is speaking plenty things in plenty ways through plenty people. I say again, in verse 1, it looks like God is speaking plenty things in plenty ways through plenty people. Plenty things in plenty ways through plenty people. Don't forget that those three words. Looks like in verse 1, he's speaking plenty things in what? Plenty ways through plenty people. But in verse 2, looks like he's now saying one thing in one person. So why is this God like this? And the song that the choir taught us on Sunday said, in him is no shadow of turning. That's James 1:17. Look, funny enough, a prophet said the same thing in the Old Testament. Funny enough, anytime we pick the book of this prophet, all we remember about him is what? Tight. Tight. You have robbed me. In what way, my Lord? No, we can make a drama out of that. Your name is entering, so come to church. Come on. So Malachi 3 verse 6. Slowly, everybody want to go? For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not. If you read this before in them, your Malachi 3:10, you know that something is different, that something is wrong. He's saying, due to my unchangeability, you are not consumed. Not that you are consumed. That would mean the default, firstly, that would mean the default character of God is mercy, right? Say, because I don't change, that is why you are not consumed. Now, change is a Hebrew word. Don't forget, the Old Testament is written in Hebrew. It's a Hebrew word, shana. S-H-A-N-A-H. S-H-A-N-A-H. It means duplicate. It means to transmute, from transmutate. Transmute, T-R-A-N-S-M-U-T. I know you know that story. It means to alter, duplicate, transmute, alter, given to change, pervert, disguise. Let me take it again. Change the Hebrew word, shana, S-H-A-N-A-H, to duplicate, to transmute, to alter, to disguise, to be given to shame, to pervert. So, he's saying, for I am the Lord, I am not diverse. I am the Lord, I don't transmutate. Like I love to say, brethren, once God is diverse, my God. It's because you guys don't understand God. That's why you say that God can kill and make alive. You don't understand his power. If God is diverse, if God can change, if God is unpredictable, then there is no need trying to explain him. Then there is no need for any Bible study. The reason why we have your book of chemistry, physics, is because due to the plenty experiments that scientists have done over the years, now we have what? Facts. HCl plus sodium hydroxide will give you what? Sodium chloride and what? Water. In London, in Jamaica, that is a fact. Get me, sirs? Wherever you put K2Cl2O7, that is what? Potassium hexachloride dichromate, what? 7. You put that one with, is it methyl orange and, that we change to colorless, have you? Remember those things? Huh? I know you don't know chemistry. Yep. So those things, they don't fail because we are in Africa.
They don't fail because you are in the North Pole. It's true. So it's because we are fat. That is the reason behind new general mathematics. If 2 plus 2 in Nigeria is 4, and in England is what? 24. We are in soup. Say the only reason for any teaching meeting is because God is the same. It's useless, oh. If God can change, if he has a probability of changing, just forget living world media. Forget it. Forget Andrew Woman. Forget everything. Forget anything T.D. Jakes is saying. In fact, forget what Jesus is saying. Well, he can't change. So the same God. I think we are getting this right now. So the same God that told the woman causing the adultery, that I don't condemn you. The woman can come back tomorrow. How will happen? You men, why are you so slow in stoning her? You should have stoned her before you got here. You should have brought her carcass to me. Come on, stone her, and the Lord shall reward you. Amen. So, that is why when he will save, he saved to the uttermost. Why? That is what he does. You can't say God can kill and you have mouth to say it. Before you finish saying it, he will have killed you. He will have used you as practical. As somebody is just trying to preach to a guy, and guy say, guy, forget your God. As it is yet in his mouth, the fire of God will come down. Have you not heard, Jesus, I must not say this on pulpit as a pastor. Have you not heard people doing movie and say, Jesus, F Christ? Have you not heard it before? What will happen to the whole, to the camera they are using to project, to everything? Jesus, F Christ, what? Amy? Jesus. I know Moses will be vexed. Jesus, just give me a chance. See blasphemy. Like I would say. You will pain him. Don't set us loose. Can we forget about this new covenant a bit? Jesus F. Christ. Do you know who you are talking about? Amen. Everybody, even the atheists. So say you are atheist. Yes, you are breathing his ear in and out. You are using his energy to call him to say he doesn't exist. As you are yet saying it, you won't disappear. They won't see you again. Hallelujah. Say Jehovah is salvation. So if he transmutates, it will take all that is called God to cause him to alter. That's what I'm trying to say. Try and think about that. If he changes, right, it will take all his power to change. Hey. That means God will be 1,000 things to you per minute. You become a snake, you become a leopard, you become your friend, you become a dog, you become a teddy bear in 1 minute. Because it will take all, anything he does, it will take all his power. That is why when he saved up totally. Praise God. That will also, if he also change, that will also mean same action can attract different consequences from God. Same action. That means I can do the same thing yesterday, same thing today. What he will do to me yesterday will be different from what he will do to me today. You praise him today, he's fine. You praise him again with the same song, you praise him again today, tomorrow, he slaps you. You ask him, God, why? Then you turn blue. You're asking me why? Just turn blue. You say you are sorry, he doesn't answer. You stop saying the sorry, he turns your head upside down, like Olaf. No Olaf in you want to be a snowman? You say, God, why? As you are saying why, your head turns. You ask me why? Unquestionable, I am the Lord. You asking me why? You grumble at your pastor, he turns you to an egot. You grumble. He just told you. Hey. You refuse to do evangelism. All your makeup, as you are applying it, if you turn green, you will see yourself as normal in the mirror. People will see you as avatar.
Oh God, unpredictable. Amen, amen. So anything God does is only platonic. He takes all his power. He will just be changing. So prayer doesn't change, eh? He will just show you. Oh God. Ephesians 1:19, please. You just be seeing yourself when you are normal. You just say, yes, avatar. Amen. Ephesians 1:19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us world who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Hallelujah. Say the greatness of his power is expressed in salvation. Titus 1 verse 1. God must be one thing. He's one and one and a half. Ah. One key thing in Islam is don't question God. You can't question him. I love to tell you, if there's an accident and five people died, that's the devil. Or if there's a tsunami and 100,000 people died, Allah. The devil, that is beyond the devil's will. This must be God. The more we think this thing is impossible, like that this gospel progression is impossible, the more we will be declining. It is possible. Because, you know what? Let me say it again. The reason things have been flopping all these years is untaught Christianity. Trust me. Go to the average, I did a live video on around last year, a guy that I met in Area 1. Call himself a minister in Dunamis or one of the church here. He's preaching to me. I just put him on Facebook. He's preaching. Come and say, I perceive that you are, what did he say? If you remember now, he said, I'm struggling somewhere, I'm doing that. God is about to make me. He said, God will change my life. Things will start working. I want things to work more than this right now. I'm that won't have God. This thing should be working. Well, I'm not saying things is working. It's working anyway. It's not working. I don't know what to say. Amen. He was preaching. You are preaching to a sinner. You are already telling me about it. Don't worry. God will change my story. I will blow something. I actually thought maybe I was a driver of a car I brought. Or something. I didn't know what he was thinking. I'm coming. Now started gospel. When I now finished, and I intact, and I brought my phone, and I said, let me collect your number. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you, sir. So imagine, what gospel do those people have to preach to modernists? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't. Like I love to say, at least they have five things they do to enter wherever is their heaven. But we have how many? How many plus Jesus? Imagine. If Jesus is not even part of it, it will be better. You now mention plenty. You now say, but this Jesus is very important too. So that is the issue. So it's not God that is not trying to save people. It's not that the gospel doesn't have power again. But how much are we sticking to the message? Have a long way to go. Titus 1 verse 1. Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness. Verse 2, everybody wants to go? In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie. Hi! Promise before the world began. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So, in him being unchangeable, he promised what? Salvation. In him being unchangeable, he promised salvation. Same thing you find in Hebrews 6, verse 16. With all his power, he gave us salvation. Hebrews 6, 16. For verily, for men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation unto them is to them an end of all strife. Verse 17. Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability. That word means unchangeability. Thank you. Of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by what? Two immutable things. What are the two things? God said it, God confirmed it. In which it was what? Impossible for God to lie. We might have a strong consolation who has fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both what? Sure and steadfast, and which enter into that within the veil. Hallelujah. So back to Hebrews 1 verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manner spake in time past unto the Father by the prophet, verse 2, as in these last days, spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Now, if you read Hebrews 11, you will see Hebrews 11 is just Hebrews 1:1. The whole of Hebrews 11 is same Hebrews 1:1. Are you with me? So, if you check Hebrews 11, you will see at times salvation was promised to some people through the ark. At times, salvation is promised to people through killing some people, some other people's firstborn. Salvation was promised to people at times through just different stuffs. Through Isaac, through Egypt. So, if it is God that was speaking through these two mediums, like, don't forget, the book of Hebrews was a book of comparison. So if he's the one speaking in diversity in verse 1, then in singularity in verse 2, then you can't say God doesn't change. If before it is God with his mouth that said, okay, in this generation, the way I will save you is by entering the ark. And he now came today and I said, the only way I will save you is Jesus. Then God changes. Then he has local standard. Therefore, what is Hebrews 1:1 saying? So, firstly, in the law of Bible interpretation, let me wait for you. Right. Thank you for following. Hallelujah. The gospel will give you a brand new life. A brand new future. Regardless of how the past has been, future will yet be glorious. Things will yet work perfectly. You will see your life and you will not call it vanity. You will see your life in years to come. You won't call it a waste of time. You won't call it a waste of resources. You won't call it a waste of investment. Others are relying on things to give them joy. With or without the things, you always enjoy. With or without the things, you are always in fulfillment. That was the power of the gospel. Amen. So, there's, in the Bible interpretation, there's what we call the law of emphatic mention. Emphatic mention. That means so much repetition. So now, we have two media that is discussed. God spoke through diverse means, then God spoke singular thing in the Son. So which of the two media was discussed more? Or which of the two media was applauded more? So we are going to analyze that from Hebrews 1 alone. Firstly, The two means now. We saw diverse means. Then we saw speaking in the sun. So which of these two media is being applauded, was applauded more in this documentation? E.g., okay, let me explain this law for you. E.g., based on the law of emphatic mention, Catholics should know that Mary is almost a totally irrelevant Bible character. I'm sorry. I said, e.g., based on this law of emphatic mention, Catholics should know that Mary is almost a totally irrelevant Bible character. It's not about what she did. It's not about she gave birth to Jesus. It's about how many times the Bible refer to him. A lot of people are instrumental in the birth of Jesus. But not only her. Abi? Was it only her? If not for some people, they would have killed Jesus early. Abi? A lot of people. So, and also, it could have been anyone. Her name was not in prophecy, nor is found anywhere after Acts 1. You have peace to mention that. And that is enough to reset any brain. So, now, let's read them. Hebrews 1, number 3. I just explained the law of emphatic mention to you. Based on that law, you know that some things you can't be praying to a holy Michael based on the law of emphatic mention. Who is holy Michael in the Bible? You saw Jesus mentioned how many times you are saying in the name of holy Michael? Elijah. Amen. You will know that you can't be praying to an angel. Who prayed to an angel in the Bible, especially the New Testament? So something is there. Look at Egypt, for instance. Based on the law of emphatic mention, you should be ashamed to mention tithe in the church. Are you with me? Because read it. Just read it. It's not that they were tithing. It's not that tithing was saying in the New Testament. It was in Matthew 23:23. It was in also it's called Hebrews 7, and it should be one other place. And the useless guy that is saying, I paid the tithe of all I possess, and I'm not like this sinner here. The public, this is a publican. And that one, it was quoted. Matthew 23:23, tithe was not used as an applause. He said, you guys, you paid tithe of mint and this, but you should have also focused on judgment and this. This ought you have not to leave the other done. That was not an applause for tithe. Talking about what they have been doing. And Hebrews 7 was actually a checkmate, cancellation of tithe. But what was discussed there was what the superiority of who? Jesus' priesthood to what? Levitical priesthood. So based on the law of emphatic mention, why should you be calling tithe the way where the given pattern in the New Testament? People gave. 2 Corinthians 8, 2 Corinthians 9, 1 Corinthians 16, Romans chapter 16 is all there. People gave. Acts 3, Acts 4, Acts 5, Acts 6. People gave. Give freely as you have, as you propose in your heart. And you are saying, well, there's something about the 10%. Once you miss it, your life will be tight. And guess what? Because you believe it. Anytime Nepal cuts your life before the time, that's it, the Deborah. It's working. As you are now submitting your CV, all you're not thinking about, one soft combination will just be coming. This man, maybe just this tithe, I'm not paying. And guess what? There's some churches. I thought you are not paying your tithe. I remember a pastor coming to you, he said, I'm in a special covenant with God. I don't pay 10% again, I give God the 90%. Asking for how long? You just like lying. For how long? When you stop paying 90%, you come back to tell them, okay, brother, I only paid 90% for the 90% for the last 3 months. So now I'm back to my. do they come back to talk? Also, just to trick you to. We need money in church too, but we don't need the devil. Okay, now that's the devil. Yeah. This is the devil in the offering. Hebrews 1 verse 3. So that's the law of emphatic mention. You look at it. How much is it discussed? You know, you say you don't like tongues, and you are in the Bible, and you don't like tongues, and you have a Bible, and you say you want to be praying in Queen's English. Emphatic mention. There you go. Okay. First Hebrews 1 verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Who was uploaded there? The Son, right? Huh? The Son. That is the second means of communication. Hebrews 1 verse 4. Being made so much better than the angels, as at he by inheritance hath obtained a more what? Excellent name than they. Who won? The Son, right? Just don't say Jesus. Just say the Son. Say the Son. Okay, go to verse 5. For unto which of the angels said it at any time, thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee, and again I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. Who won again? Jesus. He said he didn't say that to an angel. Verse 6. And again, when he bringeth in the word, first begotten into the world, he said, and let all the world, angels of God, worship him. Right? So who won again? The Son, right? I will tell you later why they are using angels here, because that diversity that you saw in verse 1, angels were involved. I'm coming to that gradually. Verse 7, and of the angels is here, who maketh the word angel spirit, and his ministers was flame of fire, but unto the Son is here, thy throne, O God, is what forever and ever. Who won? The Son. Verse 9, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellow. Who won? The Son. Fellows there should be angels, not believers. So, verse 10, and thou, Lord, in the beginning, hast laid the foundation of the earth. And the heavens are the works of thy hand. They shall perish, but thou remainest. They all shall wax old as dusty garment, and as a vesture, thou shalt fold them up. They shall be changed, but thou art the same, and their years shall not fail. That's a quotation from Psalms. It should be Psalms. So who won again? The Son. 13. But to which of the angels said at any time, sit at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? That is Psalm 100, right? Verse 1. Say, he didn't say this to an angel. Verse 14, everybody want to go? Are they not all what? Ministering spirits. Write servants in your notes. Servants. Sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. So the Son is better. So he just finished appointed the Son. Therefore, God's medium, based on the law of emphatic mention, God's medium of communication would have been the Son, not the plenty things in Hebrews 1:1. God's own way of communication, God's direct communication, is Hebrews 1:2. Don't leave service ahead of time. You understand that before I finish this sermon. That's why I will not break this today. It's till we finish this one. In fact, if you have read some other manuscripts, which I will go to soon, some even say that the word God does not begin a sentence in the Greek. I couldn't have said God who has 100 times that the word God, theos, does not begin any sentence in the Greek. But see that later. Now, also don't forget, prophets are not ranked the same in the Old Testament. Prophets as levels. And Jesus confirmed the same thing when he was talking about John the Baptist. Check Numbers chapter 12 verse 6. Wait for you. Thank you for following. The understanding by his spirit. Stop this. Hope we have audio. God is not mysterious to me. So, Numbers 12, 6. And he said, hear now my words. See this, oh. If there be a prophet among you, right? The Lord will make myself known unto him in a what? In a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in what? All my house. You know the writer of the book quoted this one too. That guy is just a Bible, is a Bible serious guy. Is the whole book is like just quotation. The half of Hebrews 1, sorry, more than half of Hebrews 1 is just quoting. And then they don't have e-Bible. Like I'm using. Numbers 12 verse 8. With him. So he said, my servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him, will I speak out mouth to mouth. So he said, the other prophet, I will speak to them in what? In a vision, right? And will speak unto him in a dream. Say, but this one, Moses, I will speak to him out mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in what? Dark speeches. Pay attention to that. Not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? You see something there? That prophets are diverse. So, in fact, if Moses can hear mouth to mouth, he hears mouth to mouth, and maybe Aaron and the rest, this one, the CC vision and the rest, I can say Elijah, Elisha, they don't see anything. This one, they just see. Yes. So also remember that should be in Matthew chapter 12. He said it should be verse 11. So among them that are born of men, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist. So, but he that is listening to the kingdom of God together, and he said he is the greatest of all the prophets. That's what he's saying. That John the Baptist is the greatest of all the Old Testament prophets because of his precise revelation, because he saw the Son of Man firsthand. He was the only prophet on earth that saw the Son of Man firsthand. Of course, maybe also the ones that saw him at the birth and the rest. So now, Hebrews 1:1 could not have been God doing the diversity through many prophets. But the prophets doing the diversity through God. Write that down. For me to explain, Hebrews 1:1 could not have been God doing diversity through many prophets. Now you can see right now that the prophets has different level of what? Reception, right? Their antennae are different. Some of them are using DSTV, some of them are using what? HITV, some of them are using what? GoTV, some of them are using what? Some of them are using, what is the name of all those superstar? Remember those ones that you look at aeroplane? Some of them are using Binatone. Oh, spread guy. Thank you. Some are using Binatone. Just some of them are using side sharp. Just 150. That 150. Let's say 150. Two on. Thank you. And that will determine. So, and how can you get HD with two on HD quality? Amen. How can you get 4K with just? And you know, it's not about the number of things you said. You can have from dish that they are so big. No, those are old dish, big like this. Nothing. You just say shuri. But when DSCP came, that's when DSCP just knocked all to the ground. Then you were just small. It was sharp. This neighbor is big. Jeremiah will see his prophets. His prophecy. Big. You struggle to find Jesus there until you get to Jeremiah 31. Just one small signal. Yes, we saw signal. Amen. You don't show. Are you with me? But just at times, just some is guy with a small book. And Jesus said, as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of 4 chapters, his name entered. Some people, plenty. Jesus never remembered them. Nathan, prophet Nathan. Ezekiel, only one place, one chapter. Pastor Ezekiel, only one chapter. It's only one chapter. And thank God he said that. And that was after the days come, said the Lord. When talking about this, I will put a new spirit within you and the rest. Jeremiah to this. Just one chapter. All Lord does. Weep, cry, mourn. No signal. Amen. Distorted signal. So it's not about the volume. It's about narrow down Christ. So let me say that again. So Hebrews 1:1 could not have been God doing the diversity through many prophets, but the prophets doing the diversity through God, through the power of God, through their calling. Why are things like this? It is only men that God has to use. Or let me say it this way. If there's a town that everybody there are prostitutes, and God will walk in that town, who will God use? So that means initially, his awards will not look perfect. Are you with me? You may still think part of evangelism is maybe sleeping with a man of God. Sorry. Are you with me? Sorry, that's an example, but do you get what I'm saying? So some things will still be
Why are you still laughing at that one?
So if all that is all we have in that environment, that's so we have a mankind that normally everybody is wicked. Moses is a wicked. You hear me? Moses is wicked. From age 40, he already killed a man. He takes a lot of. I don't know how of you. You know if you have killed someone, I've killed someone. You know, it takes a lot of take a man, sleep, and you bury him in the sand. And you do bone face. Tomorrow, you see, came back to that same place. We never knew if that was the only one he did.
Eh? That was just documentation. And he was not writing it. So, we don't know. But sins are forgiven.
So, a wicked man is the only, wicked man is the only one available to speak for God. So how do you want the Bible to be perfect? Answer.
But do you know the wisdom of God?
He will yet walk through this imperfection to bring out perfection.
Hallelujah.
He will not create another man that is perfect. He will walk through what? Imperfection to bring out perfection. So, let me read Hebrews 1:1 from this BBE translation for you. I'm still going somewhere. Not yet. I'm just halfway right now. Please, now pay more attention. Hebrews 1:1 again. In time past, the word of God came to our fathers. Please, if you can write this down, write it down. He said, in time past, the word of God came to our fathers. Now say, through the prophets. So, now, get it now. He's not saying God spoke to the prophets. He said, in time past, the word of God came to our fathers through the prophets. Now, our fathers are not the prophets. You get that interpolation? That stage. So, the word of God, he didn't talk about how the prophet received the word. He talked about how the prophet spoke the word to our fathers. It's not, Hebrews 1:1 is not talking about how God himself puts the message in the heart of the prophets, but how the prophet puts out the word to that generation. Just find the way of putting it down. So he said, in times past, the word of God came to our fathers through the prophets in different parts and in different ways. Like, that one I told you about Noah, that when he, in Hebrews 11, they say Noah, being one of God, crematizo, right, in the Greek, that he received a divine oracle, he now moved with fear and prepared an ark. God never said Noah prepare an ark. But the message he received, how he will interpret it is what? Prepare an ark. Are you with me? So, the issue now is, how did the word come to our fathers? How it came? Now, start paying attention. Breathe in. Everybody, breathe in. Breathe out. Okay. So, God speaks to man's spirit. God speaks only. Use the word only. To man's spirit. And the receiver / the prophet will now try to convey the message to man. That is flow. Hold on, I'm coming gradually. I said God speaks to man's spirit, and the receiver or the prophet will now try to convey the message to man. Now that is the flow. E.g., dreams are actually diverse manner. As bold as you can, write this down. God speaks to no man via dreams. Not stop live stream right now. If you will not pause right now, if you will not drop your bell right now, you will understand what I'm saying before the end of the sermon. God speaks to no man via dream. No man. God whispers to no man via dream. Yes, I know of Job 33. Which I'm going to explain. But if your spirit, listen to me, you know you have a spirit, right?
If your spirit received a message from God, your spirit can, in a dream, form videos or pictures to tell you what is happening. Let me say it again. But if your spirit received a message from God, your spirit can, in a dream, form pictures to tell you what is happening.
No, you're done. No, this ought to be part three, actually. What you are doing now. I have to take you through those different wilderness. But we start getting here gradually.
Now, okay, for instance, do you know at times that your fervency, your spiritual fervency can be reflected in your dream? You have noticed that there are times that maybe you are not too much, please, I know, of course, that you are not too much serious with God, right? That you just start having some dreams.
And you just start having something funny. You just, who has fell from the sky from my eye? Where do you come from? Do not talk. I'm not talking about the ones you want me to talk about. No, I will leave this one for you.
So at different times, you just know that once I'm just having this type of dream, I know that it's like I'm far from prayer. I've not been praying actually. Now that is not God. Most time, that is your spirit using pictures to tell you your state. Since you will not listen to your pastor. Now, let me explain the flow right now. Write this way. Say God's will is A. Write letter A. God's will, write letter A, is A. So, your spirit's discernment of God's will be B.
Just write it down. Flow gradually. What I'm saying right now, some of you take you a week to get it. Just write it down.
God's will is A, but your own spirit's discernment of God's will be B. Now, your spirit communicates B in form of C to your mind. Now, you will see where the message would have been corrupted now. So, your spirit received A as B, right? Now, your spirit interpret B to your mind as C. So what's your mind now? Mind now, no spirit, then mind. I'm trying to differentiate spirit and mind right now. So your mind, which is your consciousness, will receive B as what? C.
Hold on. I know you have the spirit of God, just calm down. I'm coming gradually to that.
So man in turn, now Prophet Ezekiel right now, which is at the back, in turn, will now interpret C as D to the audience.
So, have you seen where impatience will come?
Remember, this guy said in Job, he said, that the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord, searching throughout the inward part of the belly. So, no does hear the law in the Bible equate God said.
You know, if you get, you know, I put my hand on my head. I'm trying to say if you get that.
There's no, all the does hear the Lord you saw in the Bible, they are all D, not A.
Now, hold on.
Now, I know you are born again, right? So, because you are born again, your spirit is not discerning God's will. 1 Corinthians 3:17, right? He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. So, your spirit is not discerning God's will, but your spirit is in God's will. So, A and B will be the same for you. And A equals B, I can also call it equals epistles. I'll come to that in the
Next part.
But write this down. Depending on your carnality, B will still differ from C.
Come back.
Okay, I said you are born again, so your spirit is not discerning, but your spirit is in God's will. So because you have the spirit of God, A and B, your spirit will not receive, not the spirit of a dead man will not discern the will of God perfect. But you now, you have been joined to the spirit of the Lord, right? Are you with me? So you will receive A as B. You receive A as A. So A and B, there won't be B for you. All your spirit will see is what? A. God's will. But I said, depending on your carnality. Because B, I'm not, now C should be, C will now be what B is telling the mind, right? Sorry, what spirit is telling mind?
Are you with me? Perhaps it's because you went out. That won't mean you went out now. That's why you are looking at me like this. Don't worry, just keep flowing.
So I said, depending on your carnality, B may still differ from C. E.g., in Acts 10, is Peter not born again? How did God communicate?
Thank you. Now I have to start changing my grammar now.
How did he receive salvation for the Gentiles initially? How? He saw a vision, right? He saw pictures. Rise, Peter, kill and eat. What God has cleansed, don't call common. So that is a function of what? Is carnality.
Now, write this down.
Also, depending on your sincerity, C may differ from D.
Let me summarize what I've said so far. Now you are born again. Now it's you are different from the prophets.
What I said initially, A different from B, from C, from D, is relevant so much to the prophet of the Old Testament. Now, but you, because you are born again, A and B is the same, but depending on your carnality, A equals B may not be equal to C. Right? Depending on your carnality, A equals B may not be equal to what? C. May C differ. And depending on your sincerity, A equals B differ from C, may C differ from D.
If you are not, if you don't listen in mathematics class, okay, please help your neighbor, please. Go to somebody and help your neighbor. See what he wrote down. Don't write Moses down for me. Raphael, go to somebody now. Just compare your notes. Hey, listen, that is equality. It's not inequality in mathematics. Yeah, I think it's inequality. Huh? But you mean equality now that you say greater than, less than, less than and equal to? Please, you're talking like you know. Just let everybody do their lecture. Let me drink water. We are done with this part. Stop telling any lady that God said that you marry you. Stop saying things like that. God said you are my wife. Acts 20. Hallelujah. Now, Acts 20:26.
Wherefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. 27. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. That would be A. Right? That would be A is called it equals B. I told you that A equals B now equals Epistles. For most of us, to understand our spirit is the issue. Notice what we also help you in tongues and interpretation. What you speak as interpretation would be what? Is it A, B, C, or D? Huh? 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 Any of the two? For the sake of decision, there is C, B. I'm just saying A equals B. Because you are born again. So, if you are giving tongue and interpretation right now, what are you giving out? See, if I see how she is looking. When you came late. Eh? Is it D? Depending on your sincerity. Sometimes you will see something about a fine girl like this. You just say, well, I think what the Lord is saying is that. I see. So what you will say is what? Okay. Tongues and interpretation. If you don't say it, there's interpretation. Well, as long as it's not said. Even writing down is D. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Is it D? Thank you. So, okay. See, I have not shown to declare unto you all the counsel of God. So the speaking, now the speakings of Hebrews 1:1 is by the prophets. They gave the output. Back to Hebrews 1:1. Let me read CEV translation. Long ago, in many ways, at many times, God's prophet spoke his message to our ancestors. That is contemporary version. CEV. Let me take it again. Let me start from what I said initially. I said the speaking were by the prophets. They gave the final output. Now, he said, long ago, in many ways and at many times, God's prophets spoke his message to our ancestors. So I now ask you initially, I said, why do we have angels discuss immediately after a sentence like this? How do they come in? Now, back to my alphabet. Write this as clear as possible. Angels don't / they can't discern A. There is no secret meeting with God with the evidence we have in the Epistle, Ephesians 3, verse 16. Then we also, angels, they don't or they can't discern A from the alphabet now. Only man's spirit can discern God. Man. I write this down. And since, of course, those prophets, not you now. So forget your own. Don't put your head now in this show. Now, think like the prophets now. And since most of these men, they are in strong rebellion, angels can assist in communicating B to man as C. That translating B to C in the Old Testament is mostly angelic. That means once man designed God's will as B, A is God's will, salvation through faith in Christ Jesus, he designs this as the man's spirit receives this as B. At times it's so similar, it's the same, but you know, the spirit is dead, so we don't. I will give you what can change A and B and the difference later, because your own spirit is different from the spirit of the man in the Old Testament. Are you with me? Praise God. You are permanently joined to the Lord. So then they can be receiving in tatters. You have the full dosage. So now, That B2C translation for them in the Old Testament was mostly angelic, not via learning, not via anything. That's why he said in Hebrews 1:14, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
Don't trip off right now.
Now, also, you know, eventually, it's not angels that will say the final deed, it's man. That means, see, God spoke to God, God's will is A, he spoke to man's spirit as B, therefore, but angels help, he helped to communicate this to man's mind as C, right? That means maybe via dreams, via vision, via stuff as C. So now, Noah now, having received C, right, in his mind, being moved of God, he now prophesied. That was, okay, finally, flood is coming, right? Are you with me? Flood is coming. But imagine, let me say something that you can understand. Because we are about to add an extra alphabet. Oh, hold on. Now, remember, in the book of Isaiah, right? Calm down, please. Don't listen down. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah said, behold, a virgin shall what? Conceive. He gave the prophecy. What he gave is what? Thee, right? And he shall bear his son, shall call him Emmanuel. Be interpreted, God with us. That is all he could say. That God with us. He could, and what he was trying to design was the incarnation, that God will become a man. What he was trying to say is John 1:16. Is it 12 or 16? 14. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. That is A.O. Don't say it's not epistle. We wrote that in with the knowledge of the epistle. Book of John. So, of course, he's trying to document the gospel, but he documented it with the knowledge of the new creation. So, the word became flesh. That is A. Perfect. But that was what Isaiah was trying to say in Isaiah 9:6. So, after he has spoken it out, because we have messengers of the covenant that are angels, ministry spirits, the angel now carried it across generations to speak to who? Mary. As what? He.
I'm coming.
So, they will communicate the preached word to another generation as he. That would mean, hold on, if you remember when I drew the chart of Noah for you, when we are talking about Methuselah Noah, we saw that actually that prophecy of destruction did not really come from Noah. It came before him. Enoch already prophesied by his life, right? That, remind me now. Long suffering. Thank you, the long suffering of God. That he now named Methuselah, that after this one dies, the flood will come. Something like that. Remember? So, that would mean what Noah received was what Enoch prophesied. Are you with me? What Noah received that he moved with fear with, don't forget, angels cannot discern A. Whatsoever angels are saying, they must have heard it from a man.
No, I understand. No, you are still confused with B and C. That link. Amen. The question is, let me ask you this question. Does angels, do they understand what you think? Yeah. Now, as Pastor, everything we are saying right now, do angels understand the thought of your mind? Huh? Careful to say yes or no. And you that's a lot, actually. But now, why I can't say the answer is I have serious experience that is fighting with me. Daily experience. So we talked about it. So that is where the B and C comes in. That's where I see how to put C to it, that once your spirit can receive something,
angels can interpret what your spirit has received for you and see. That is the reason we have plenty of visions at times. Are you with me? But to you, but I believe that for the new creation, you don't need an angel. Your own spirit is alive. Then your own spirit is dead. You get what I'm saying? You need to get different. So your own spirit can teach you things in vision yourself. But a dead spirit cannot even can. A dead spirit is powerless. It's so powerless. So in the Old Testament, angels do more of the interpretation for them. But you, your spirit can show you things, can show you clips, can show you everyone and anything you want to show you. Sila. Okay, now, flow with him. Go back to Hebrews 2 now, verse 1. So now, hope you have understood why there must be polymeros and what? Polytropos. If somebody prophesied in this age and there was nobody ready to pick up the word, you remember what Daniel said? He said, I understood by book that this is what will happen. He now started praying. Later in Daniel 9, an angel now came. The angel now reminded him of what Jeremiah said. He now added extra information. Amen. That extra information did not come from the heaven. It came from the spirit of Daniel. Okay, Hebrews 2 verse 1. If you don't forget that last thing I said, I've explained the reason why your mind can interpret things for you. Okay, Hebrews 2 verse 1. So, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should what? Let them sleep. Verse 2. For if the words spoken by angels were steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a what? Just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we now what? Neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Back again to if the word spoken by what? Verse 2. If the word spoken by what? Angels. Of course, and we saw that as the law, right? Write it down in your notes. The best the diverse manner could do is to give a promise of salvation. The best that the diverse manner could do. Sorry, I have just 15 minutes more. Close. The best that the diverse manner could do is to give a promise of salvation. That would mean the best you will see in Hebrews 1:1 is not salvation, but the promise of salvation. So salvation will be Hebrews 1:2. Salvation will be what the Lord spake or what the Lord did. Because if you see what he spake there, you will see the speaking interpreted by his doing. He said, when he had by himself what purged our sins, sat down. So what the Lord said in Hebrews 1:2 was backed up by action, redemption. So he didn't only say it, he did it. So salvation is not in what the prophets, Hebrews 1:1, in what they said and did. In what they did, we saw them, they gave the law, they destroyed people, they killed people, they brought the, we have Ark, we have Israel, several stuffs. So in everything they did, you will not find salvation there. That's why Hebrews 1:3 says, how shall we escape if we now neglect so great a salvation which began to be spoken by who? By the Lord. That's Hebrews 2:3. You get that? Do you get that? So salvation is in Hebrews 1:2 or Hebrews 2:3. It's not in Hebrews 1:1 or Hebrews 2:1-2. Okay, just go through Hebrews 1:1 now. Compare it with Hebrews 2:1-2. Then read Hebrews 1:2. Compare it with Hebrews 2:3. Come on, fast. You see what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So, what he said is what he did. Now, all I have said before is just to tell you this. You know, what we have to study is not actually redemption per se. We are saying can the Bible be wrong?
All I said above is to tell you this, is to say that you cannot trust any dossier the Lord in the Old Testament
as God's direct word. You cannot. God said the Lord most time is D. At times it can be E. At times it's what Jeremiah said, that somebody else said, that his girl said, that somebody else said, that it's, at times it's F. It can be G. Amen. That is why in Jesus, that's why Hebrew said, say unto the angels, as he not put in subjection the world to come. We cannot continue like this, that's what God said. We cannot continue by hearing by polluted speech upon polluted speech upon. Anyway. So you must discern the Son from. Let me say it this way. You cannot trust any does say the Lord in the Old Testament, but you must discern the Son from their utterances. Why? Because he didn't carry out what he said he would do in an angel. No, he didn't.
He didn't carry out what he said he would do in an angel. So Hebrews 1:3. He did it all in his Son, who being the brightness of his glory, an express image of his character, of his person, and upheld in all things by the word of his power, when he has by himself. That is why he was particular about that. No angel can save. Amen? So, all they said cannot save because they are not the Savior. That's what I'm saying. All they said cannot save in itself because they are not the Savior. All they said could only give a promise of what? Salvation. A promise that somebody else will come and save you. That's how Moses said that a prophet with the Lord your God send unto you like unto me. Him shall you hear. He was refined that this my ministry will not be able to save you. But this my ministry, all this atonement, this law, everything, Pentecost, everything, it will give you a consciousness, a promise of salvation. So that's why he said, when he has by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, he now says in verse 4, being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said it at any time, thou, Raphael, look at the Bible now, thou, I'm reading Hebrews 1 now, verse 5, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, that's resurrection. Again, I will be to him a father, and again, I will be to him, he will be to me a son. So he is seated. We are seated, but angels are not seated. Let's write that down. He is seated. We are seated, but angels are not seated. Galatians 3:19. Galatians 3:19.
Don't forget those two words. C will be different from, you know, B will be different from C because due to carnality, and C and D will be different based on what? Sincerity.
Okay, Galatians 3:19. Wherefore then serve the law, it was added because of transgressions till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by who? Angels in the hand of a mediator. So write this in your notes. You cannot trust the law for salvation or to understand God. You cannot trust the laws of Moses for salvation or to understand God. Remember the Malachi 3:6 that we read in the beginning. He said, I am the Lord, I change not. Because of this, you are not consumed. But in the law, people are consumed. And God says it does not change. So back to 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6. I'm rushing now. I'll just be reading for you. Now, this is just for you now to take home. Go by it over. Each sentence of this sermon, please, you can have discussion, small discussion, study group on it. Understand each bit of this before we continue the next one. And you have a bit of time to do that.
before we continue again.
2 Corinthians 3 verse 6. Who also hath made us what? Able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter what killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. 7. But if the ministration of death, written and what? Engraven in stones, were glorious, so that the children of Israel could not what? Steadfastly behold the face of Moses, for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. Verse 8, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be what? Rather glorious. Verse 9, for if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. 10, everybody want to go? For if even, come on, 10 again. For even that which was made glorious hath no glory. He cannot save. In this respect, by the reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use what? Great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded. For unto this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in what? In the reading of the Old Testament. You can never receive salvation or know God in those writings. You must discern the song. You must read out the song. Discern. Extract. One day we do this in this church. The book of Hebrews, we bring out the quotation. You will see that this man is a master extractor. One chapter, he will extract from Psalm, from Isaiah, from Habakkuk. Yeah, extract. E.g., when we are doing the ceremony, we say, I and the children which God has given me are for what? Signs and wonders. When the guy is right, you know what he quoted? I and the children which God has given me. Full stop. Bracket. Signs and wonders. He left that one. And I say, as much as the children are what? Partakers of flesh and blood. Try! Cut and paste. Papa, this is what we are looking for. He brought it out. He pasted it. That is why we don't compare ourselves with those apostles that gave us this New Testament. One day we come to that. When we are talking about the Bible, the canon of the Bible, how it's compiled. Don't compare yourself with Paul. Amen. I'm not saying you have a different spirit. Amen. But God in his wisdom did something and he closed it. As they said, he did something, they call it Bible, they close it. You know what? Men wrote Bible, men closed the Bible, and men has been unable to unclose what has been closed. Say God is working. It looks like he's behind the scene, but he's working. Why has people not had why did they remove all those books of Baruch and where is the Jews now? Oh God. Book of Thomas, Gospel of Thomas. Why did they remove all the book? Until tomorrow, it remains removed. Amen. In fact, they could not even qualify. But, you know, the Catholic and Jews put it and say they are apocrypha. Say, you know, something is wrong. So men wrote it, men closed it, and God respected it. So flow with me, verse 14. But their minds were blinded. For unto this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament. Please try and understand each sentence I made in this series. Which veil is done away in Christ? Verse 15. But even unto this day, when Moses is what? Read. What happened? The veil. Until this day. That means, hey. Oh God. It's a function of that communication. Not the age anyway. The veil is upon their heart. 16. Nevertheless, when what? It shall turn to the Lord. What will happen? The veil shall be taken away. So, now, when you are seeing the ministration of death, write this down in your notes. Death is beyond killing people. No. You are seeing the ministration of death, everything. Death is beyond killing people. The main death there is the veil. Three things I've called death there. Number one, death is a veil. Number two, death is condemnation. Ministration of condemnation. Number three, death is a misrepresentation of God.
Veil is death. Condemnation is death. Misrepresentation of God, to misrepresent God, to lie on God's name, to kill people on the Red Sea and say it's God that killed them. That is death. Because that is what will prevent a lot of people from knowing God. Read that to an Egyptian. He will not want to know your God until you explain that no, this is not your, this is not God. This is a man. God wants to save both Israel and Egypt. Show them that, see the same Israel. At the end of the day, did they enter the promised land? No. They too died in the wilderness. The same sin, unbelief, and sin, law of sin and death that caught up with the Egyptians in the Red Sea, caught up with the Israelites in the wilderness. So it's not God at work. It's not God doing the cleanse. So what is death? Number one? Number two, sirs? Number three, sirs? That third one is key. It's death. It's beyond just I kill somebody. To misrepresent the character of God is death. So it's because of this collabo that the whole testament looks confusing. You must put everything in its right portion. And why? Let me repeat this again. Why do we have all this wala? It's because all God has to use is what? The same fallen humanity. He does not have a choice. That's why it will take time for Jesus can come. Hallelujah. Let me just show you three awful examples that we have in the Bible. Some I have told you before. 2 Chronicles 18 verse 19. This is death. We read the death now. It's death. If this is our God, that is death. 2 Chronicles 18 verse 19. Almost closing. Don't forget, I'll do my best to please copy this message for me so we can edit it in time and put it. And I should not really put it on the live stream until we are done. So for now, just find the video on Facebook, download, or listen again, and explain internet in church. Again, I want you to understand each of these sentences, each sentence I made here. Please, I beg you, it will help us. For what is to come. 2 Chronicles 18 verse 19. See this. So, and also make your note. Ensure you don't miss any detail. You must not miss any detail in explaining this to people. You must not just jump. That's why we have been coming gradually. Otherwise, they just carry stones and what. 2 Chronicles 18 verse 19. Slowly, let's read together. I want to go. And the Lord said, who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall as Ramoth Gilead? Abba. Is it that? No, this is a lot. Let's first limit it to here. That is death. That is enough death already. God wants to do evil. He cannot do it alone. He's looking for a helper. I want to push this man. The guy doesn't want to die. Let me push him to go and die at Ramoth Gilead. See, if that's why you have to read the stories around this. If you read the story around, you know that this is who Ahab, right? It's not Ahab. Is a man that has already offended a lot of prophets. Amen. So, they are disciplining. He has offended a lot. You know how many things this guy has done? He's the husband of Jezebel, right? So, and these are the prophets that they will speak and they write down their words. Say, he's the Lord. But this should not be too difficult for you to understand. If you have seen what prophets say, even in 2019, if you hear what prophets say in this year, so this should not be difficult for you to. One God said that every fight will die. Abi? Did God not say it? Did God of the man not say it? And God even said it on social media. Abi? Maybe now that he has, they will say that the God is working. Abi? No, it's a man. That's accident. Okay. God miss. God is last one. You know, he didn't need that. The man will now feel some pride. I said it. Hey, what a God. So if you understand what we say now, so this is not, and this is really dark. You see, these are days of dark saints. We call it dark saints. So this is, don't be surprised.
So let's keep reading.
That he may go and fall at Ramoth Gilead. And one spake, saying, this is a meeting between God and the people. You see, this is the same thing as what is rubbish that Job saw.
Sorry.
One spake, saying, after this manner. Another saying, after that manner. God is having a conference on how to destroy people. And 20. And there came out a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? You know, this looks like a conversation between Satan and all those our Mosaic female. Yes, who will go and seduce brother Hillary? and one lady from the way of the coast. No, and Tola said, yeah, I will. This looks so much dramatic. 21. So God now know what is in the heart of that angel or spirit, whatever. See, come on, tell me. I'm interested. What is it for Jesus? 21. And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. This is a lot. But this actually happened. That's number one. Hello? Firstly, don't forget, this happened though. The prophet lied to him. Secondly, the orchestration is not of God. The prophets actually prophesied and they lied. And they believe that their lie is true. And secondly, wherever the lie came from was not even God.
You know, we have two problems to solve. Not today.
Thou shalt entice him. And the Lord said, yes, I give you power. Thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt not also prevail. Go out and do even so. 22. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of this thy prophet, and the Lord hath spoken evil against him. Anyway, let me just tell you this. That vision you saw, that the prophet saw, it doesn't have to take place. That was the best way his spirit or the angel will interpret to his mind what is happening to the lying prophet. That is just like a dream of when you are falling from skyscraper because you are not serious spiritually. It's the simple information he's saying here is that these prophets are lying. Simple. All this other drama is the prophet's what? Discernment of God's will, which would have passed from A to B to C to D. Is that clear?
Even if it's not clear, I've got to go.
Anyway, all I'm saying is that is death. This communication is death. Because this is enough for you not to trust your God. This is enough for you not to trust any prophecy in church. Abi? You know the day that God will come in lying spirit in my mouth? And that is the day I'll tell you to go to Kaduna and preach.
Exodus 12:29.
No, it's death. The communication, the result, is death.
Exodus 12:29. Sorry, I'm almost done.
And it came to pass at midnight. The words.
Come on. I wait for you. You have to read it. I'm not carrying this burden alone. We carry it together. It's too much for me. I'll wait for you. You don't want to read it. You read it. That's what your prophet wrote down there. We see it together.
Oh yeah, let's see. Exodus 12:29. Your mouth must move. You say my God. You put the word my God so that you can know how painful it is. So once let's read it. And it came to pass that at midnight, my God, say my God. Smote all the firstborn. Based on this, you will dedicate any firstborn to God. And you come to church, I'm dedicating my child to God. And this same God, what did he do to the firstborn years ago? And the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. What a God! Animal, what has the animal done? This is death. That communication, death. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, and all he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And you call that your God. And you say we must not interpret the Bible. You must read the last one. First Samuel 15. I know you like that. I know you don't like that one. Read it again. This is why we must be aggressive about Bible interpretation. That is the savior of Christianity. Now, I'll give you my name one. I've told you that context is the savior of Bible interpretation. Now, Bible interpretation is the savior of what? Christianity. Don't interpret Bible. We pick this Bible to become an atheist. Don't interpret that. They will pick this Bible to blaspheme God. Unless it is interpreted. Bible interpretation is the savior of Christianity. 1 Samuel 15 verse 1. Samuel said also to Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over these people and over Israel. Now therefore, hearken unto the voice of the words of the Lord. 2. Thus said the Lord of hosts, I remember. Who remembered it? Maybe an angel whispered to him. Or he read it in the book of the Lord. Anyone? That which Amalekites, that is for Exodus 16 or 16 or 17, did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came to Egypt. Now this is what the Lord said. Now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both what? Man and woman, infants and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. Close communication is death. So, death is distorting the nature of the Father. Why will God allow all this? Does he have a choice? You could imagine what would have been in the heart of the Father God when they are making all these pronouncements. Based on God, if God will, David ought not to kill Goliath. Goliath need not die. Jesus came to die for Goliath. John 8:12. Let's now look at life. We close. John 8 verse 12. Hallelujah. Come on. This is the last chapter we are reading and I'm done. John 8 verse 12. Come on. If you have read death, you must read life. Or you go and start having nightmares as a result of B and C. I jacked by some prince of the power of the air. That comes just a jacket. Yeah, jack it. Come on. John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, want to go, let's read. I am the word. Again, I am the word. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. That is Hebrews 1:2, not Hebrews 1:1. Okay, John 8:19. Now verse 19. Come on, let's read, yes. Then said they unto him, where is thy father? Jesus answered, you neither know me nor my father. If you had known me, you would have known my father. Hallelujah. So you cannot trust the utterance of the Jews of the Old Testament. And lastly, verse 36. Let us read 36 together. 1, 2, let's read. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Hallelujah. Say, the Son has made me free. Say, now I can see clearly. Now I see God clearly. Now I see the Father. Come on, say, I can see the Father. Say, I see the Son as his only plan. And I see myself as the fulfillment
out of the plan of God.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you so much for today. Guys, can you buy the wrong series?